confusion and skepticism over how the state is handling groundwater contamination. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. At least 14 communities in Michigan have water contaminated with a family of chemicals known as PFAS. One of those sites in West Michigan has gotten a lot of attention recently. And this month, the state abruptly announced a cleanup standard for PFAS. But these chemicals have been a pollution problem in the state for years. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman sent this dispatch from Oscoda, where residents are wondering why remediation is taking so long.
Lake Van Etten is quiet during the winter. The lake is almost completely frozen over. There are a few groups of people with shanties set up for ice fishing. At Wellman's Party and Bait Store, a cook is cleaning fish from the lake. The state began testing the groundwater in Oscoda back in 2010. They found two types of PFAS in private wells and in Lake Van Etten. The chemical was in firefighting foam used at nearby Wirt Smith Air Force Base. Carla Wellman is one of the owners of the bait shop.
We used to have fish back here like crazy to clean from that lake.
But she says news about the contamination has hurt her business, and Wellman isn't alone in her concern. Ross Tingley and his wife Donna moved to Oscoda about 10 years ago. Their house is on Lake Van Etten. Ross says hunting and fishing were big reasons why he moved to Oscoda.
Now, I can't eat the fish out of the lake because I haven't been told it's good to eat. I'm a duck hunter. I'm leery of eating the ducks.
The couple say they wonder why it's taken the state years to ramp up its response to these chemicals. Ross says he remembers a town hall meeting the state held back in 2016, as it was facing backlash over the Flint water crisis.
Right out of the first meeting, I asked them, I said, is the only reason that you guys are even here and bringing this up is because of Flint?
State officials say they are responding to the 29 known sites that are contaminated with PFAS. They're doing testing and figuring out what remediation might look like. Carol Isaacs directs the newly formed Michigan PFAS Action Response Team. She says she gets people's frustration.
We are using the best available science that we have right now, and the EPA advisory level that was established in 2016, which is not too long ago.
Isaac says households with high levels of PFAS will get bottled water or water filters. The magic number is 70 parts per trillion. That's the action level for PFAS the state announced just this month. Tom Bruton is a scientist with the Green Science Policy Institute in Berkeley, California. He says some states, like New Jersey and Vermont, have taken a more aggressive approach.
At the same time, I think that Michigan is ahead of other states. I think there are probably a number of states where PFAS is going to become an issue, but it hasn't yet, and that's largely because, for whatever reason, no one has gone out and looked for PFAS.
The frustration over government response to the chemicals is not limited to Michigan. The group that represents the nation's drinking water regulators this week called out federal health and environmental agencies for what it called a lack of leadership on the issue. Back in Oscoda, Donna Tingley says she doesn't have a lot of faith in the government.
I think they don't really care. I think they're just putting their time in and not taking anybody else but their own lives into consideration.
That was Bryce Huffman. I'm Rebecca Williams. That's the Environment Report.